We're very excited down here. The whole family works pretty hard to produce the milk that we do. So to get recognised for it being the best in the state, we're pretty excited.
Because it was a bit of a gamble when you first mooted doing it, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The milk price was very low and we're walking the fine line between what we were doing down here being profitable or not. And when the opportunity came for a couple of brothers up in Hobart to process our milk for us and put our label on it, we jumped at it and we haven't looked back since.
And things are looking good in the dairy industry generally with the milk price. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we're in a pretty good position as a whole industry in Australia. With the commission that happened, it's definitely levelled out the playing field a little bit for the farmers, and it's looking good for everyone. So it's optimistic time for both farmers and contractors and everyone that we deal to day to day. So it's not much nicer environment to be involved in.
Jack, you've gone a different track this year with the milk price and who you're going to supply. Tell us the story of what you're doing.
We have traditionally been supplying Fonterra for the last few years and sending our milk up to Sprayton, which is a fair way, and it's always hasn't really sat that well with us having to truck it such a long way, and hence part of the reason why we're doing our own brand. But the opportunity came this year where Coles came and wanted a bit of our milk for their table milk, being that we calve all year round, and our milk supply curve's relatively level, so it's good for their table milk that they sell. We're pretty keen at the price that they offered us. It definitely blew everyone else out of the water, so we had a few conversations with the bank manager, and he told us we'd be silly not to. And although Coles have definitely made some mistakes from a primary producer's perspective in the past, I think what they're doing at the moment with buying milk directly off farmers is basically just a statement to say sorry, and we don't want to be the ones to be all stuck up and not say okay. So we've jumped at that opportunity, and the portion of our milk that will be going to them is now a lot less than what we were dealing with a couple of years ago, given that our own milk brands really kicked into gear, and a couple of other producers like Wicked Cheese and Cull River are producing more than what they have in the past. So yeah, as that volume shrinks, I suppose, and our own grows, it becomes less of a big part of our business, but it's still definitely very exciting to be getting a headline price.
So do you see it as Coles going from the villains to the heroes?
What? I've got to be careful what I say now that I've got it. No, I think they're definitely trying. And in the world today, you know, you can't get away with anything with social media the way it is. And people want to know where their food comes from. They want to know that the primary producers are being looked after. And from my perspective anyway now, and what they're trying to do in their dairy sector, it's definitely makes a lot of sense. And yeah, for them to help us out financially, it works for us too.
So what's the contract for? How long?
We're locking in for a 3-year contract, which just gives us as farmers amazing stability going forward, just to be able to budget 3 years down the track and know that there should be a bit of money in it for us. It allows us to renew gear that we haven't in the past 50 years that's started to fall to bits. So we spend most of every day trying to keep running, and it's just allowing us to function as a normal business should, I suppose, maintaining gear and upgrading stuff and keeping everything viable.
And I imagine you spoke to your fellow dairy farmers in the mainland where they've been doing this, and what were you told?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We definitely went into it a little bit hesitant, knowing that what Coles have been like in the past, and being a bit nervous that the water is more expensive than our milk and that kind of thing. So we did our due diligence and talked to a couple of people who have been supplying them for 3 years now and just about to go into their next 3-year contract with them, and their price has been consistent. Everyone said they're fantastic to deal with. They're actually a separate entity to Coles themselves that are doing the buying and field service and everything for them. So they all seem like really nice people and excited to a nice future with them, hopefully.
How many other dairy farmers have they got in Tasmania so far?
I'm not actually 100% sure who's locked in with them. The milk won't actually change over until, all at the end of the month, so I'm not 100% sure yet, but I think they've got 7 million litres roughly they need for what they do in their cheese and milk and things.
Now, with your own brand, you don't make it, as you say, at the moment. Is down the track a possibility of putting a processing facility up here at Brim Creek to do both the milk and the cheese?
Yeah, no, the idea definitely has crossed everyone's mind, and I think it is probably something that we'd like to do down the track. The reason we didn't do it to start off with was just because times were really hard in the industry and we didn't have the capital available to us. Down the track, we'd definitely like to have conversations with the people that we're dealing with at the moment and try and integrate some of it down here, whether that's some or all of it, or there's a potential for a fantastic tourism element to what we do as well, with being in one of the nicest spots in Tassie, I'd argue, and with the cows in the background and trying some of our wine and cheese and milk. It'd be a fantastic experience.
They got to fix up the roads though, mate.
Yeah, that's it. It's like the M1 here at the moment, with everyone going up the Wild Lake through to Orford, so it's all good though.
Yeah. What's happening on farm at the moment with the cows and with the milking still going?
Yes, yep. So we milk all year round. We will get a little bit quieter throughout winter. We'll be drying off about 400 cows over the next month or two. And then we'll milk about 500 throughout the winter and start calving again.
Yeah, I saw a few of the cows, and the calves are looking great. How many have you got at the moment?
So we're milking just under 800 cows at the moment, and with young stock and everything included, there'd probably be about 2,000 animals on farm at the moment. With us leasing a couple of runoff blocks, we've been able to run all our bobby calves. So those that would usually get sent off to slaughter at a relatively young age, we're going to rear them up for beef animals. And with the beef market sitting where it is at the moment, it's quite attractive for us. And we've got plenty of tucker down here, being an awesome season. So We're pretty proud to be able to say now that we're rearing all our bobby calves, and yeah, big step forward for us.
Good time to be a dairy farmer.
Yeah, if it keeps on raining down here, not that it's that likely. We've had a couple of cracking seasons, but I'm only quite new to the game. Everyone keeps on telling me don't get used to it. So at least the dams are full anyway. We've got a bit of backup there.